Hare Krishna. Yesterday was Vishwarup Mahotsava, which is the festival, Mahotsava, that celebrates Vishwarup's taking sannyas. Vishwarup being Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. And it also is the time in which Srila Prabhupada also accepted the renounced order of life and became Nisbhaktivedanta Swami. And many, many years later, it was when ISKCON had already formed that devotees gave the name Prabhupada to Srila Prabhupada. Anyhow, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still a little boy, he had an elder brother, and his elder brother was a expansion of Lord Balaram, who was Lord Shankarshan, and therefore also an expansion of Lord Nityananda. Used to very, very brahminically inclined and very much inclined towards studies, used to go to the house of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was living in Mayapur. Sometimes he would be residing in this place in Shantipur when he was living in Mayapur. And he would hear the discourses that Advaitacharya and the other Vaishnavas would have. And of course, when Advaitacharya was not there, then he would go to the house of Srivas Thakur, because Vaishnavas continued to have discourses even in the absence of Advaitacharya. But they were the most notable because he was the Acharya. He was really the leader of the Vaishnava community. And was Chaitanya Bhagavat describes the beautiful pastimes of when Mother Sachi would want to call Vishwarup, who was also very beautiful, very intelligent, very humble, probably at least 10 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mother Sachi would send little Nimai to call Advaitacharya, to call Vishwarup from Advaitacharya's discourses. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little older than a toddler, would come in. And of course, because they didn't live far away, they were very close, you know, where the present time the yoga pit is. So Advaitacharya's house, Gadadhar Pandit's house, they're very close to that. You just have to go past Srivas Thakur's house and then you're there. So being very close, she would send her little boy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come in, Nimai would just come into the room, and when he entered the room, everyone could feel this extraordinary transcendental presence, and they could see how beautiful he was, and then he would speak very sweetly that, oh brother, mother wants you to return home and take your supper. And although everyone could feel an extraordinary presence within this extraordinary personality, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's yoga maya, they couldn't really lay their finger on just exactly who he was, and that this personality was none other than Lord Krishna himself, or that He was the same personality for whom Advaita Acharya had prayed. This type of interaction was going on. And in the meantime, Vishwarup, observing the nature of Tira life and observing the nature of Grihastha life, and having heard from such august personalities, the desire for renunciation manifest awoke in his heart. He didn't tell this, obviously, to his parents, who were already thinking of getting him married just because he was coming of marriageable age. And so he decided he was going to take sannyas and leave home. Ultimately, everyone has to take sannyas one way or another. Either you take sannyas formally, but at least everyone has to accept sannyas internally, because sannyas is the only means for attaining the spiritual world. The word sannyas means satnyas. Someone gives up everything for the sake of the absolute truth, for Krishna's sake. Unless one is willing to do that, you can't go to spiritual world. Sarvadharma pritya jamami kam sharanam braja. Unless one is mami kam sharanam braja. That's sannyas. So anyhow, once, without informing anyone, Vishwarup accepted sannyas from Madhavendra Puri and left home and began to wander throughout India. Of course, his parents were brokenhearted, although they understood, they were brokenhearted. And once again, it was little Nimai who consoled his parents that, look, if someone takes sannyas, then everyone within his family becomes liberated for 100 generations in either direction. Ultimately, this is the best thing that your son could have done. But don't worry, you have another son. I'm here, and I'll never take sannyas. I'll always stay here and take care of you. Of course, as we know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did take sannyas. And he will take sannyas sometime later when he's 24 years old. But in the meantime, he was speaking like this to his parents, and they were very, they were pacified. Later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did take sannyas and did go traveling throughout, to Jagannath Puri, where he made his headquarters. But after some months there, he informed his followers that, I want to go find Vishwarup to preach Krishna consciousness. He knew that his associates would let him go very easily. Just to say that, well, I'm going to go preach, then they'll say, all right, we'll come and preach too. Or they would say, well, you just preach here, there's so much preaching to be done. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to really give a convincing argument, and therefore he told him, my elder brother Vishwarup took sannyas and went off. He's somewhere here in India, very interesting, and it's not exactly like some village that you go find people in, and therefore I want to go find him. And of course they couldn't say anything to that. Someone wants to go find his old brother. And then on that plea, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wander, also as a sannyasi himself, with only one assistant throughout all of India. And when he crossed over to the western side of India, when he came to Pandapur, which is the birthplace of our Lokanath Goswami, ISKCON's Lokanath Goswami, then he got news there that his brother had left his body, left this world, and gone back home, back to Godhead. The truth truth of the matter is that as a partial expansion of Lord Nityananda, then Vishwarup merged into, Vishwarup merged into the body of Lord Nityananda, and in that way he was no longer visible on this planet. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned and returned to his associates. Now on this day, Srila Prabhupada also accepted sannyas from his godbrother, Kesha Pragya Swami Maharaj, who had his center in Mathura. And Srila Prabhupada, along with another one of his godbrothers, a quite elderly gentleman who was already in his 90s, had their sannyas ceremony on this day. Unlike Vishwarup, Srila Prabhupada's lila seemed to indicate that Prabhupada said, "Oh, I was horrified." He didn't just naturally embrace the renounced order, but Prabhupada, although obviously internally fully renounced, he showed the example that even if you're horrified, even if it's not something that you want to do, but ultimately you must do it. You must be willing to give up family life. And of course we know that Srila Prabhupada himself had said in classes repeatedly that he had these repeated dreams where Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur appeared to him and was calling him. And Srila Prabhupada interpreted that calling, that Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur was calling him to give up family life and to go with him and to preach. So as members of ISKCON, of course, know that Srila Prabhupada is an eternal associate of Lord Krishna. And therefore, when Prabhupada said, "Oh, I was horrified," Prabhupada is also teaching us, even though surrender to Krishna, even though taking the renounced order may appear to be such a bold step, even though giving up everything for Krishna may be appear to be an impossibility, but it's something that we all need to be doing. And so, on this day, Srila Prabhupada then did accept the renounced order of life, and that was in the year 1959. And thereafter, Srila Prabhupada was known as A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Swami being actually his name, and Bhaktivedanta is his title, and Prabhupada maintained Abhay Charan, A.C. initials, his initiated name, and the name that his similar name that his father had given him. And some of his godbrothers criticized that, why Prabhupada did that. Because A.C. means Abhay Charan Aravinda, means one who is fearless, having taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So how does one become fearless, or how did Prabhupada overcome this horrified to take sannyas? By taking shelter of Krishna, then ultimately one attains the strength to fully surrender to him. And as I mentioned earlier, Srila Prabhupada wanted all of his devotees to come to that stage of surrender, all of his followers to come to that stage of surrender, all of those who are sincerely executing Krishna consciousness and who want the full benefit of devotional service, they have to come to that level of surrender. They have to take sannyas. So Does one officially have to accept the tridandi in any way? Women can't do that. Not necessarily. One may stay in Grihastha Ashram, Varnaprastha Ashram, Brahmachari Ashram, male, female, it doesn't matter. But an ashrita karma palam, karyam karma karotiya, sa sanyasi cha yogi cha chanirayagina chakriya. An ashrita karma palam, an ashrita. One cannot have any other shelter other than Krishna. And one cannot take certainly shelter of karma fall, the fruits of one's activities. One has to give up the enjoying tendency within this world. Karyam karam karotya, and act on the basis of duty. So sannyasi, that person is a sannyasi. So even a grihastha, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, mana sade hage hajoki chumbano. My house, my family, my wife, my children, my possessions, everything belongs to yours. I'm just a servant. I'm just your servant. And out of duty, I'm executing these things. So, of course, sannyas means renunciation. One becomes renounced or detached from all of the entanglements and trappings of material existence only by purification of the heart and only by becoming attached to Krishna. So certainly Mayavadis also, they may also see the futility of material existence, the futility of struggling in this world, the futility of entering the family life, the complications that arise from maintaining a house, having children, and the pains and disappointments that come from that, where ultimately all of these things are taken away at the time of death, and then it's all over. Vaishnavas see, yes, actually there's the greater family. There's the family of this world that we should be looking after. And since we're going to have to abandon everything here anyway, why get entangled to start with? So that's the sadhya, that's the goal. And for that sadhya, for that goal, we can enter into sadhana. The varnashram system allows us to enter into the grihastha ashram. That was also the statement of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, by taking tridandi sannyas as opposed to by taking paramahamsa sannyas. Because in tridandi sannyas there are also different stages of sannyas by which one then becomes purified through the heart. Kutichak, Bhagavata, Paramahacharya, and Paramahamsa. That's why when we say Srila Prabhupada's pranam, we say Paramahamsa. Although Srila Prabhupada was in the Varnashram sannyas system, we want to point out that still he was of the highest order of sannyas, Paramahamsa, even though he was wearing saffron cloth, which is not the dress of the Paramahamsa sannyasis. The dress of the Paramahamsa sannyasis is white cloth. But that is what sannyas is about. Sannyasi ultimately comes to that conclusion, whether that sannyasi remains a grihastha and stays in the family order of life, or one actually formally takes sannyas, but ultimately satnyas. For Krishna, we are willing to give everything up. And that's why in the beginning I said in the spiritual world, there, everyone, whether they are a peacock, a cow, a blade of grass, a cowherd boy, a gopi, everyone is willing to give anything up and everything up just for Krishna's service. And the greatest sannyasis were the gopis, because they're the ones who were willing to give up their family, their reputation, their comfortable life, leave the city and move into the forest just upon Krishna's call. So when Krishna calls, then we have to be willing to run, we have to be willing to go and drop everything. And Krishna is calling us. Krishna is calling us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world personally in order to call us. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is calling. Sarva Dharma Paritya. But very few people actually heard Krishna's voice when he's speaking on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So then as a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and he verbalized and made clear Krishna's call. He traveled throughout India. He traveled to Vrindavan. He renovated, had Vrindavan renovated, and so on. This is Krishna's call. Krishna is calling to us. So ultimately, we need to drop things, at least within one lifetime. Drop usually means you drop things in a second. If you can do that, like Vishwaroop, then fine. If not, then we should follow Srila Prabhupada's example. But by the end of our life, we should come to that stage where we are willing to give up everything for Krishna. And as I mentioned, that's why the spiritual world, not just Goloka, but Vaikuntha, but we're interested in Goloka. Goloka means that everyone there is a sannyasi. Everyone is willing to do anything for Krishna. And even they're willing to give up Goloka for Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada, when Krishna comes and says, you go to this material world and you preach and give Krishna consciousness, then they're willing to leave Goloka. They're willing to leave all of the associates there just in order to please Krishna. So that's sannyas. And ultimately, Goloka Vrindavan is the sannyas abode. So if we want to go to that sannyas abode, then we have to be willing to give everything up for Sat, for Krishna. Sat means Krishna, means the truth, and Nyas means renunciation, give everything up for Krishna's pleasure. And on this Vishwarupa Mahotsav days, then this is something that we can be meditating on. Giving everything up for the pleasure of the Lord. Sat Nyas.